FCUM Radio.
FC and Music United.
I think it was Scott Fitzgerald who said, American lives don't have second acts. Well, this is Manchester. We do things differently here.
Hello, I'm your host Cockers and welcome to this week's This Club Is My Club, right here on your very own FCUM Radio. On this week's show, we'll have all the reaction to FC United's crucial encounter at Scarborough Athletic. This match followed the midweek game against Warrington Town at Broadhurst Park, where FC's visitors grabbed a late goal in added time to snatch the win. And to find out if the Reds could bounce back on the following Saturday, it's now time to hand over to FC Live in Yorkshire.
Well, good afternoon everybody and welcome to the North Yorkshire coast, to be precise, to Flamingoland Stadium, the home of Scarborough Athletic, and this afternoon the home of FC United of Manchester against Scarborough Athletic in the Northern Premier League Premier Division. And remarkably, this game is on this afternoon. It is quite an advert for 3G pitches and the new technology that is AstroTurf in the modern era. FC United taking on Scarborough Athletic this afternoon, one of three games in the Northern Premier League Premier Division. Everything else, quite rightly, is off. But on Buxton against Gainsborough Trinity. What have Buxton got at Silverlands? They've got a plastic pitch, everyone. And Morpeth Town against Hyde United. They too have a 3G pitch. So I don't know. Maybe it's time to move with the times, everyone. I don't know. But here we are. It's been snowing all morning, all afternoon here in North Yorkshire, and this game is on. The ball is moving around freely, and there's no danger at all of this game being postponed. Unless, of course, James, there's some form of blizzard that happens midway through the game, which I'm not ruling out.
Unless, I know, well, as any good politician, I'm not ruling anything out at this stage. But no, I think we'll get 90-odd minutes of football, and it is a good, you're absolutely correct about that, because it's weather pretty miserable coming up here, and the sleet has had a little pause, but it looks great, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a nice
stadium.
It's a beautiful setting. We've been here, oh, I need to start a poll, but I think we've been here once before for a pre-season friendly when it was summer. Very different. It's a beautiful ground. There's a hill directly opposite us with trees in and lovely. And there's a new stand opposite as well, which I believe the fans have paid for here at Scarborough Athletic. It is a fan-owned club, and that's a nice addition to the Flamingoland Stadium.
And one of the most boring jobs, of course, for you this afternoon, Ben, is keeping us up to date with scores in other matches.
Yeah.
Score in other matches.
Well,
there's two others.
Yeah, there's two of us. Morpeth against Hyde. Morpeth have a 3G pitch. And, of course, Buxton do now as well. Buxton against Gainsborough. Morpeth maybe has an impact on us. Buxton against Gainsborough certainly does. But if we go back to Tuesday night, we've kind of been given a bit of a gift here by the footballing and weather gods in the fact that Warrington aren't playing, Bamber Ridge aren't playing, Whitby aren't playing. So there's an opportunity that, despite the defeat on Tuesday, there's an opportunity to get back tied with Warrington. We need a big goal swing. In fact, we need a goal swing that we got when we beat Scarborough 6-0 earlier in the season.
Exactly.
And that would see us tied with Warrington and 3 points behind Scarborough. There is games in hand involved in all that. We will have played two games more than Warrington, but that would be a welcome turnaround after Tuesday. And James, we should talk about Tuesday now. And I've watched the highlights back, and it's just one of them goals right at the end where it's like, I know a lot of attention because your commentary said it, and people watching in the stadium said it, that it's one of these Mickey Mouse ridiculous free kicks but eventually the ball did get played forward, which is where it should have gone. In fact, probably we did ourselves a favour by killing 10 seconds from the stopwatch. But it was the ball to the edge of the penalty area that was the problem, and it was a tired ball.
Yeah, it
and
was.
It was a hard game, so I'm not going to be too hard on the player question. But after that, it was all Warrington. Mm-hmm. It was a fantastic counter-attack. But you go back to the Duckworth chance, you go back to Linney hitting the bar, we did have our moments.
It is
disappointing.
I think as the game wore on, Warrington did look the more dangerous side. There was not a lot of coherence in FC's attacking play. They were well managed. The centre-backs were solid as a rock. And, of course, they're a good team. So it's not a terrible result. It was just the manner, really, because...
it's like Neil. When Neil comes back up to talk to us, it's like we were 20 seconds away from sealing that point, and that would have been really impressive.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, this is a part of a series of five or six games, which was quite a tough lineup, and he started off with 6 points from two, then two defeats. So if FC were to prevail today, then that wouldn't be a bad haul from those 9 points. Wouldn't be a bad haul from those five games. The mood, of course, was great coming up, though. That it was good to see that it's happened and it's gone, and the players are, I think, looking forward to playing on a 3G pitch. I think most of the players feel it suits FC to get the ball down, and so we'll see how that comes up. But of course, Scarborough in a good vein of form,
very good indeed. I mean, Scarborough have been, they've lost Nathan Cartman, left the club, and since then. Jonathan Green has made a couple of acquisitions as well to shore things up in the strike line, but they've just been formidable. They really have. I need Stato Paul here, but I think they've only lost one game in the last 10. It's just a sensational run that they're on. This was part of the trio of difficult matches. We played Warrington, Scarborough today, Matlock the league leaders next week. I mean, with there's 10 games left of the season. It is getting to the point now where it's like, well, are we going to finish 7th or 8th, or are we going to have a charge? And I don't even think, James, that even if we lost the next two games, we're out of it yet.
Yeah.
I do think there's a couple more twists left yet, and the points are available, but it would be handy to get something out of today's game.
Well, FC bounced back well from the Whitby defeat, it's a really interesting test of character after those the Gainsborough defeat, and of course the painful last minute defeat at home to Warrington. And we'll find out a lot about these players today, I think. But
team news, and Curtis Jones unfortunately is unavailable today. He's still got a little twinge. Is that the right phrase? Speak to a physiotherapist; they'll give you a technical term. He's going to be ready, we reckon, for Matlock though. Starting back line, Andy Halls and Aaron Morris. Donoghue has got over his cut that he picked up on Tuesday. He'll be playing right back. Adam Dodd at left back. Central midfield pairing of Luke Griffiths and captain Michael Potts returns to the starting 11. Regan Linney is on the wing. On the other wing, we've got Josh Galloway, which is very, very exciting. Charlie Ennis will be playing in an attacking midfield role. And up front, wearing number 11, Ewan Bange, or as the PA announcer called him here, Ewan Bang. And hopefully be banging them in the net this afternoon. It's welcomed, isn't it? Bange is back.
It gives FC another dimension. Really was cruel luck. He scored that goal on his debut after about 12 minutes, was it? And a few minutes later was off the field and hasn't been back since. But it does give FC... One of the things we noticed, of course, the other night was... FC quite a small team without someone like Bange, and maybe too many long balls going up easily swallowed up by big central defenders. So it will be interesting to see. Linney will have the license to play off Bange or play on a wide role and use his silky skills.
I go back to that game where Bange started for us and scored, but then sadly 15 minutes later he was off the pitch. But I said at that time, Ewan Bange could be the difference between 7th or 8th and the playoffs. I still stand by that. I think if he stayed fit, we would be a lot more comfortable in the playoffs. So it's welcome that he's back.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely
and
right.
And I think there's enough time. I do, ever the optimist.
Yeah.
But I do think there's enough time.
Well, the fact is that teams all the teams above FC have been dropping points, sometimes quite unexpectedly.
Apart from Scarborough. Which could change today.
Well, they have in the past. So they're in probably the best form of the top sort of six or seven at the moment, Scarborough. So what better time to bring that to an end? And it's getting a bit nicer as the donkeys climb up the hill to our right. And he's not joking.
There are donkeys. Like we said, no danger at all of this game being postponed due to a good old-fashioned waterlogging. Snow is still in the air, but fingers crossed it's not going to be blizzardry. Is that a phrase?
Yeah, one of the interesting questions for me this afternoon is I bought some new thermal socks and thermal trousers. I'm going to be seeing by the time we get to halftime, I'll have an idea whether they're any better than the ones I already had.
Well, I've got
the toes have been the thing, haven't they?
Yeah,
Ben?
I brought in my inside pocket an extra pair of socks because I'm getting older. You have to look after yourself, don't you? So, yeah. So, just to let you know, the starting 11: Lavercombe, Donoghue, Dodd, Griffiths, Morris, Halls, Galloway, Captain Potts, Linney, Ennis, Bain, substitutes Chester United, Duckworth, Humphreys, Jonathan Smith, Chris Taylor and Ali Wadika. This is SC Live, brought to you by ConstructiveCoding.com and you lovely people, the Armchair Armour. And it's now time for FC United of Manchester to take on Scarborough Athletic live here at the Flamingoland Stadium. And here's your expert commentary team for this afternoon's game. It's James Quinn, everyone.
Bailey Gouda, who plays it out for a throw into FC, midway inside Scarborough territory, left-hand side. Adam Dodd comes forward to take this one. Adam Dodd plays it in field now to Potts. Potts chips it in nicely. Bange waits, but it's a bit off target. But Donoghue comes around the back there, plays it out there to Linney. Linney driving towards the byline. Then he checks, plays it in field, give and go there. Across, and it's in! And it's a lovely goal! And it's Luke Griffiths. Well, FC United, lovely play on the right-hand side. And Linney played it forward there to Josh Galloway, who played it across, and a lovely finish. Great late run there by Luke Griffiths, and FC United into the lead here. We're in the second minute.
90 seconds or there or thereabouts. Beautiful football, James, wasn't it?
Well, it was interesting, Ben. We were talking to some of the players on the journey, and saying they were looking forward to playing on this this pitch. That the pre-G thought it would suit them well. Well, that was an example of exactly that. And the big number nine, Day, right in the six-yard box here. Plenty of yellow shirts back. This Bainger stayed up, but here it comes. Nodded across there. FC defending to do. It's probably grand. Jake there. Hits. And it's a penalty. Well, it was volleyed point blank. Potts querying it. The referee's just having a word with Neil Reynolds. But a chance here for Scarborough to level things up here from the penalty spot in the 39th minute. Well, I mean, honestly, it was volley, point blank, full-blooded volley. But anyway, the decision has been made. And Coulson, the skipper, now with a chance to level things up. Lavercombe stands between Coulson and a one-all. Here comes Michael Coulson. Yeah, it's a good penalty. Straight out. High delivery into the top of the net there. No chance at all for Lavercombe. And it's all square. And that's a blow for FC. They've been looking good in this first half, but it's one all. Now Linney on the halfway line, left-hand side. And now Glynn has it. Glynn, though, well, he gets it back there off Dodd. Glynn, nice ball infield. And a chance. Colville slides it in. It's a chance for Day. Another chance for Coulson. Across, a real chance here. And it's 2-1. And Scarborough take the lead. And as quickly as FC scored in the first half, it's Scarborough who strike in the right at the beginning of the second half here. In the first minute of the second half, and Scarborough Athletic take a 2-1 lead. And now it's Griffiths. Balls out to the left-hand side. Oh, nice ball from Linney there on the turn. Is Ennis back to Linney. Left flank, Thornton comes out. Linney in there, Bange now in the box. Bange plays it in field. Oh, hits the bar! Superb shot from Ennis. Hit the underside of the bar after a lovely feed from Bange. Unlucky there, FC. Now it's with Griffiths. Griffiths is dispossessed, though. And great work, FC really battling here, pressing. Morris puts it back in danger. Baines on his chest, back to goal. Baines plays it back there to Potts. Potts square ball to Dodd on the halfway line. Now it's out to Ennis. Ennis now under pressure though. And Dodd gives that to Ennis there, just out-muscled. And in the end, Dodd has to concede a free kick there. And Scarborough player stays down for the moment. And that was unfortunate, but guess he have had Scarborough under the cot.
That would have been up there. I know we've seen two world-class goals the past week, haven't we? But it would have been one of the goals of the season.
It was centimetres from being a superb goal. It was a lovely bit of work from Baines. Perfect pass. Beautifully struck by Charlie Ennis, but just hitting the underside of the bar. Second ball won by Scarborough here in Glynn. Flicks it out to Wellagy. Wellagy long ball for Ryan Watson to chase here. Halls hasn't got a lot of speed, and so Watson picks it up by the corner flag. Ball goes inside now. Now Wellagy looking to get a cross in. Plays it to Ryan Watson. Now Heslop will think about a cross perhaps. Wellagy lets it go for Ryan Watson. Low cross in. Chance. Oh, what a magnificent save. And it was substitute Cameron Wilson with a shot. Nice movement on the right-hand side from Scarborough. And a superb save to his left from Lavican. Keeps the deficit to just one goal here. Halls now, Potts, good shape from Scarborough, preventing FC making progress at the moment. But that Baines now, Baines, nicer twinkle toes from him. Now it's with Ennis. Ennis has got Dodd on the overlap, tries to find Wadicka. That ball won't go. Ball the back with Potts now on the halfway line from the clearance. Now it's with Griffiths. Griffiths now, Griffiths out to the right-hand side. Donoghue waits in a little bit of space, takes it neatly, drives now towards the byline. Then he checks. He's got Linney to his right, Linney into the box, Linney shoots, saved, rebound, and well, it was Wanaker's attempt at a rebound, and it was blocked, and now up the other end of the field is Coulson. Coulson, a bit of space right-hand side, he's got Watson in the middle. Coulson plays it back, Watson now. Watson has got Halls for company though. Halls driving Watson back. Watson plays it back down the right-hand side, it's chipped forward by Heslop. First to it, well, offside was Kieran Glynn. Free kick FC United. Well, FC have twice come close now. They have got the potential to get back into this, there's no question at all. 18 and a half minutes for them to do so. Ryan Watson to take the corner from the left-hand side for Scarborough as they look to double the advantage here. Nice looking delivery, far post. It's ahead, it's not cleared. Thornton across the box, and Morris with an all-important clearance. And now it's Ennis as FC look to break. That's for substitute Wadicka. Can he find Linney? Linney pursuing this chance for Linney. He shoots the keeper, and it's 2-all. A superb breakaway goal by FC United. Absolutely magnificent. And Linney with a fine finish. And with quarter of an hour to go, it's 2-2. And I think that's just about right for this game, FC. Although, as you said, some of the decision-making hasn't been slightly awry. Defence has looked a bit exposed. You might expect that. And FC have come so close twice in this second half. And now they've got a deserved second goal. Regan Linney, wouldn't you know it, after some lovely work. Morris's long ball forward. Baines tries to get a header, but the second ball will come to Scarborough Athletic, but they won't be able to do anything with it. And the final score here is Scarborough Athletic 2, FC United 2, and it has been an excellent contest, a really excellent advert for Northern Premier League football. And thanks to that point, FC remain in touch. They edge are within 2 points of Warrington, who admittedly have got two games in hand. They remain 6 points behind Scarborough, who played the same number of games, but that's a decent result from FC after recent setbacks. And I thought, Ben, that FC showed good character and some good football today.
The chances we created, even at the end then, when Griffiths, where the ball broke to him, he kind of passed it in, and he should have just levered it. Yeah. I want to see that penalty back. I want to see that penalty back. Because you go in at half-time after that penalty. The team on the receiving end of that penalty shout are a bit deflated. The team who get it and score right on half-time, they've got their tails up, haven't they? And that's how they came out in the second half, and that's how they doubled the lead. But fair play to FC United for getting back into it, and well deserved, well deserved.
No question at all.
So next up, it's Matlock on Saturday at Broadhurst Park. Get yourself to that football ground if you can make it. Well, we're going to hear from Neil Reynolds shortly, and then me and James are off down the prom for fish and chips. And
then the slot machines.
Some rock. And what else has Scarborough got? That nice hotel.
Yeah, they've got the Stephen Joseph Theatre, of course.
Yes.
Yeah, all sorts of attractions.
But all square here at full time at the Flamingo Land Stadium. 2-2 FC United. Scoring with Griffiths in the early stages of the first half, very early stages. I think Paul confirmed it was 86 seconds, that first goal. And Regan Linney scoring beautifully at the end there to share the spoils. But 9 games left, 2 points outside the playoffs, 2 games played more than Warrington. But like I said to you at the end of Tuesday's game, there's a few more twists and turns yet. We just have to look after ourselves. And
but given Scarborough's form recently, that's a good point.
Yeah, it is
surely.
A good point. But
man of the match?
I would suggest they've all had flashes of where they've been a bit sloppy with possession. Oh, I'm tempted by Donoghue, you know, but how about Potts?
Yes.
But he gave the ball away.
A contender. But not appallingly.
No. No, I know. I know.
What about the back line, Morris?
Morris was good. I was just sick, the bit in that second half where the both centre-backs were bringing the ball out and their passing was a bit off, I thought, and it gave possession back to Scarborough a couple of moments later. I think we had a lot more joy when Dodd and Donoghue were a bit further forward and were receiving the ball out on the flanks. I'm gonna say Potts.
Yeah, there's only two, so we normally have a casting vote, don't we?
Yeah.
I'm trying to think if Morris made a mistake this afternoon, because I thought he looked pretty solid. There was moments where we got slightly exposed when we were trailing 2-1.
Yeah. By the way, the substitution worked.
It did.
Wadicka coming on. He was part of that move, wasn't he?
He was.
For the equaliser.
You could make a case for Lavercombe, as you often could, for two Lavercombe. Superb saves.
Lavercombe. Like you say, I mean, those saves he made, especially that one where it's going in, down this left, to his left, and he just claws it out, doesn't he?
Indeed. It's great that FC have got something out of this game, particularly with Matlock home next week. I think FC had gone into Matlock with 3 consecutive defeats. I think it would have been a little bit more challenging.
Yes. Just to confirm the full-time scores elsewhere, Buxton have beat Gainsborough Trinity by 2-0. Jason Gilchrist getting the goal there in the first half. And it has finished. Morpeth Town 2, Hyde United 2. Hyde United were 1-0 up at half-time. Morpeth took the lead in the second half and Hyde getting an equaliser there. So finished 2-2. And everything else, all postponed to be played at a later date.
You know, as it went on, Baines was just becoming more of a presence, wasn't he, in the game? He never quite came off for him today, but
I said at half-time, it's all about wavelengths. He's obviously been out injured, but his fitness is clearly there. He played 90 minutes, didn't he? He was being pulled around a lot by Thornton. I know that's all, you know, the cut and thrust of football and all that, but sometimes he's being pushed with 2 hands, and I was always taught that was a foul, but I think he got better. That's going to be very handy on Saturday, because Matlock, it's going to be a very different game to
Indeed.
This one here, as we saw at Causeway Lane.
Well, FC quite unlucky to lose there.
Yeah. Well, thank you to everyone who's joined us this afternoon. Lots of correspondents coming in on Twitter and the match day update thread on the Soul is One. And hope you've enjoyed not just the football, but also the weather updates and a final weather update here from North Yorkshire. Clear blue skies. The sun is setting in the distance. There's a mist just there. Low cloud cover just on those hills, just in the distance. The donkeys are having a lovely time in this pasture, just on this hillside. And me and James stood all alone in a stand, waiting for a football manager to join us to share his thoughts on what we've just seen here at the Flamingo Land Stadium. Here's Neil now, who joins us.
Neil, given recent setbacks, you must have been pleased with the response today.
Yeah, delighted. James and come up against a really good Scarborough outfit. took the lead after 2 minutes, came out of the traps really well. You probably got a better view from up here than I did. I thought, is it a penalty? I'm not sure. I'd have to see back again.
We felt it was hard. We felt point blank volley from two yards away. Wherever your hand is, it's difficult to get out of the way.
I think when you jump, it's hard. And then, to come in at half time, we were a bit despondent. And then they come out on the front foot, scored. Then had a 10 minutes, and I thought, here we go. But the strength of character. And then I thought, some of the football we played in the second half, I'll kind of echo what John O'Greenan just said about the side. He said, you're as good a side as I've seen with the football. And Regan takes his goal well. And I'm thinking, can we go on and win it? But they probably thought the same thing. So, really happy with the draw.
And two quality goals.
Two exceptional goals. I mean, the first one, the movement, doing training, bring it across, and Griffiths gets into the 18-yard box, and we challenge him to score more goals than he does. And then Regan's through 1v1, and, many a striker just try and do something different, but he chips it over the keeper, and you can say that's a lad with confidence.
One of the ironies was that although Scarborough scored immediately after the break, then FC had the strongest period of the game, and superb work that Ennis hit the underside of the bar, and it felt as if you drilled them well in the second half. There was a lot more intent, a lot more cohesion. Conceded the goal, but kept fighting anyway. And a turning point for us was when 2-1 up, and Lavican makes a brilliant save to his left. And there was a lot of contenders for Man of the Match. We've given it to Lavican today for a couple of really key saves. The football that you're playing today was effective, wasn't it, keeping it down?
I mean, on that, James, I've just said in the dressing room, everyone well done, but I singled out Dan, because without that save, it's a different game, isn't it? And, he's an exceptional keeper. But I just thought as the game went on, we were getting into it, and they struggled to contain our movement, and they couldn't get near the ball, and there were lots of different instructions coming on from their bench, and their players asking their bench questions, and I thought, here we go. And I still thought when we got that equaliser, we were going to win the game, but... So weird, bizarrely, for the first time I studied it today, sometimes quite nervous, I just thought we were in control. I don't know why, and I know they're a really good side, and I'm not taking anything away from them, but we can do that between now and the end of the season, and we'll still achieve our objective, that's definite.
Yes, remaining 6 points, Scarborough's just getting a point closer to Warrington, and with points being dropped all over the place, then very much in contention. Tough afternoon for Bainge, coming back after a period out and sort of having to get to know everyone again. And we sort of got bounced around a bit by the two centre-backs.
I think he's played against one of the best centre-halves in the league, Bailey Gooder. I think he's a really good player. He's not the tallest in stature, but he's physically strong. He's what I call old-fashioned. He'll leave his elbow in and he's fisting around his ribcage. And that's good for Ewan. As a young lad, to go up and play against an experienced non-league centre-half. And, credit to the lads, they kept him quiet. But he was always a threat. It allowed Galloway and Regan to get high, and when we took Josh off, it allowed Ali to get into the game. So, he's come back from injury. He's going to score goals between now and the end of the season. Now we've been able to rest the likes of Jonathan Smith today, Chris Taylor. We're going to have Curtis Jones back next week. So full squad for the running, and we're really looking forward to the Matlock game now.
And so no knocks from today then, as far as you know.
No, everyone's all right, and everyone's training this week. And then we've got a selection headache, which will be a pleasing selection headache to have next Saturday.
So. What's the key going to be key? You're playing against Matlock, the leaders, next Saturday. Two, you've got a full week of training. What's going to be the key in that game, do you think?
Scoring the 94th minute and celebrating from the dugout the way they did to us. I mean, we've got to go into it now, and we know we have points on board. I think, 9 games to go, 27 points. Can we get 20, 22 out of them, 27, and if we can, we'll be where we need to be. But Matlock are a great side, they've shown that. With people dropping points and around them, they still think they can go and win the league. But we're playing at Broadhurst Park and we play really well, and we didn't enjoy losing against Warrington the other night. We can't wait to get back there. We're going to have a really good week. We're going to prepare meticulously for Matlock and give them the respect and credit that they deserve. But we're desperate for points and they're desperate for points. Well, I think it's going to be a great game of football.
Neil Reynolds there speaking to James following that 2-2 draw with Scarborough Athletic. Let's have some more post-match reaction now from Saturday's draw. Here's FC Radio's Man of the Match, keeper Dan Lavican.
Another top performance in your good self. There was a save sort of like at 2-1 though, top left corner, where I thought that was in all day, and the big man got a big hand, pushed it wide. How did you see the game?
Yeah, I thought we were a better team, I think. Other than the goals, which were maybe some questionable decisions, I think we were the better team. We didn't really let that threatened. Didn't have masses to do really, and I think we should have really won the game really.
Yeah, I mean, in terms of your personal performance, you commanded the box all throughout really. I think it was just sort of like we just got caught cold in the second half, didn't we?
Yeah, I think it's just one of them. I think we hadn't really started the second half, but other than that, I thought we dominated the second half. We had quite a few chances at the crossbar, but yeah, not to be. Hopefully, it's a good point at the end of the season.
Yeah, and in terms of obviously your performances over the last few weeks have been really, really good. You know, basically just keeping, you know, basically part of that winning run, and then basically sort of some great performances all around. How do you feel it's going?
Yeah, I'm really enjoying it. Really enjoying football. It's not got long to go now, so hopefully we can have one big push to the end and get in the flesh.
Saturday's man of the match, Dan Lavican, there speaking to Tim. Next up for the Reds will be that big game with Matlock Town this Saturday. Kick-off at Broadchurch Park this weekend will be at 3 p.m. Admission is pay on the gate, £12 for adults, £7 concessions, £3 under 18s, with under 5s free with a paying adult. But remember, if you cannot make this game in person, then have no fear, the FC Live team are here. They'll be going to air from 2:30 p.m. on www.fc-radio.co.uk. Well, that's it for this week's edition of This Club Is My Club. A big thank you to everyone involved in FC Radio and the club as a whole. Thanks for listening, and from me, Cockers, see you next time.
This is FCUM Radio, officially the most popular FC United radio station in the world.